147, Section 2, City Government and Special Purpose Districts. As you read, look for services provided by municipal government, forms of municipal government, reason for special purpose districts, terms, municipal corporation, incorporated, charter, strong mayor council form, weak mayor council form, council manager form, consolidated government, special purpose district, local independent authority, revenue bond. Georgia's first cities, Savannah, then Augusta, and communities along the coast were originally needed as military outposts. As tensions with the Spanish in Florida eased, there was no longer a need for the settlements to be primary military fortifications. Instead, they became hubs for river commerce as well as rest and supply stops for stagecoach travel. City is a term we like to use, but the correct legal term is municipal corporation or municipality. A city is a municipality that has been incorporated, created, by the Georgia legislature. Unlike counties, cities are formed at the request of the people who live in a particular geographic area. They formally petition, ask, the legislature for a charter to become incorporated. A charter is a written document that gives a municipality the authority to exist and function. Like a constitution, the charter is a city's fundamental law. There are certain conditions that must be met before a town can call itself a city. The area wanting to be incorporated as a city, A, must have at least 200 residents, and B, at least 60% of its area must be divided into tracts, parcels of land, for residential, commercial, industrial, institutional, governmental, or recreational purposes. Municipal services. Since 1995, state law has required that municipal corporations, new and existing ones, provide certain basic services. Legislation has defined the number and types of these services. To keep its charter active, a municipality must provide at least three of the following services, either directly or by contracting it out to other governments or private companies: law enforcement, fire protection, fire safety, road and street maintenance or construction, solid waste management, water supply and or distribution, wastewater management, storm water collection and disposal, electric or gas utility service, code enforcement, building, housing, electrical, and so on, planning and zoning, recreational facilities. In addition, the municipality must hold regular public meetings, and it must conduct regular municipal elections as provided by law. Municipal government. In Georgia, cities have adopted one of the following forms of government: A, strong mayor-council form; B, weak mayor-council form; or C, council-manager form. Strong mayor-council form. In the strong mayor-council form, the elected mayor is the city's chief executive officer and is responsible for seeing that the city's laws are carried out and its city departments do their jobs. Because of this strong leadership role, the mayor can appoint department heads and other city staff, prepare the city's budget, and implement it once it is approved by the city council. In some cities, the mayor can veto ordinances passed by the city council. In cities with a large population, the mayor may appoint a professional city administrator to carry out the day-to-day operations of the city. Georgia cities usually hold their municipal elections in odd-numbered years. The elected city council sets policies by enacting ordinances and resolutions and formal statements of opinion. Although the mayor can veto city council actions, the city's charter may allow the council to override the mayor's veto. Atlanta and Macon have a strong mayor-council form of government. Weak mayor-council form. Under the weak mayor-council form of government, the elected city council has more power than the mayor. Not only does the council enact ordinances and set policy, it also shares the job of carrying out laws through its system of committees. The council takes the lead in developing the city budget. Under this form, the mayor's role is primarily ceremonial. The mayor presides over council meetings and can recommend legislative action. In some cities, the mayor may not have the authority to veto actions of the city council. The mayor may have some authority to appoint department heads, but they must be confirmed by the city council. In some cases, the mayor cannot dismiss, fire, department heads. Smyrna has a weak mayor-council form of government. Council-manager form. In the council-manager form of government, the city's residents elect a city council that enacts city ordinances and sets the city's policies. The council hires a professional manager who is responsible for the city's day-to-day operations. The city manager is usually a professional public administrator. The city manager can hire and fire department heads and develop the city's annual budget. The mayor of a council-manager government may be elected citywide or selected by the city council from among its members. He or she is usually a member of the city council and can preside over its meetings. However, as a council member, the mayor does not have the authority to veto the council's legislation. Valdosta and Savannah have a council-mayor form of government. City-county governments. As mentioned earlier, cities and counties sometimes work together to provide services to residents. This often happens when a county becomes more urban and residents want the services normally found in a city. A consolidated government is one that has formally merged its county operations and governance with one or more of the cities in the county. Consolidated governments reduce cost by eliminating duplicated services. Combining law enforcement personnel, fire protection, solid waste garbage collection, land use planning, and zoning functions are examples. Of the 3,064 counties in the United States, only 40 of them have consolidated governments. Georgia has 7 of the 40. The first consolidated government was Columbus, Muskogee County in 1970. That was followed by Athens-Clark County, 1990, Augusta-Richmond County, 1995, Casita-Chattahoochee County, 2003, Georgetown-Quitman County, 2007, Preston-Weston-Webster County, 2008, and Statenville-Eccles County, 2008. Other counties have shown an interest in consolidation, and they are studying what services can be combined. Residents in the city and the county have the opportunity to vote yes or no on consolidation in a referendum held for this purpose. Special purpose districts. There are a number of special purpose governments in Georgia. As a middle school student, you come in contact with the third form of local government every day, special purpose districts. Your public school is part of a special district known as a school district. A special purpose district is a mini government that is set up for a particular purpose or a particular service area. Most such districts govern themselves. School districts are the most common form of special purpose districts. Georgia has 159 county school systems and 21 independent city school systems. They are governed by locally elected boards of education. Within the guidelines set by state law, local school systems can establish starting and stopping times for the school day, spell out standards of behavior and punishment, determine dress codes, and schedule students' time during the school day. The maintenance and operation of public schools are funded through taxes on property within the county. The Georgia Legislature can also establish local independent authorities, which are special purpose governments that generate their own financing through revenue bonds. Revenue bonds are long-term loans that are repaid by the revenue received from fees for the use of the facilities or services provided by the authority. Another type of special purpose district is the Central Business Improvement District, CBID. These governments are established to redevelop or improve a central business district. The CBID imposes property taxes on the commercial landowners in the district and uses the revenue to make improvements such as street lighting and parking or landscaping that will attract new business to the area. Examples of the various types of special purpose districts include Augusta Housing Authority, Cherokee Recreation and Parks Authority, Coweta County Water and Sewage Authority, Glen Brunswick Memorial Hospital Authority, Jackson County Airport Authority, Lawrenceville Downtown Development Authority, Macon-Bibb County Transit Authority, Metropolitan Atlanta Rapid Transit Authority, MARTA, Savannah Economic Development Authority, Valdosta Lowndes County Industrial Development Authority. Reviewing the section. 1. Define municipal corporation, charter, consolidated government, special purpose district. 2. What are the three major types of municipal government? 3. Why would a city and a county decide to consolidate? Page 152 of Special Interest, Funding Local Government. Just as in government at the state level, local governments must pay for the services they provide. The main sources of funding for local government are taxes and, to a lesser extent, fees and intergovernmental revenue. Cities and counties collect several types of taxes. The one relied upon by counties throughout Georgia is the property tax. Property taxes are called ad valorem taxes, which means according to the value. Ad valorem taxes are based on a property's fair market value, which is what it could be sold for. Property taxes are levied on real property, land and buildings that are considered permanent or not easily moved, your family's house, for example, personal property, which refers to movable items of value such as motor vehicles, boats, industrial machinery, and merchandise in storage, store inventory. Revenue to operate public school systems, administer the courts and public safety, and maintain roads depends upon the annual taxes paid by the owners of the real property in a county. According to Georgia law, real property is assigned an assessed value based upon 40% of its fair market value. Each county's Board of Tax Assessors decides the value of each parcel of real property according to guidelines set by state law. For example, suppose that your family's house and its surrounding property could be sold today for $200,000. Its assessed value would be $80,000, $200,000 times 40%. When the assessed values of all taxable property in the county are combined, the total amount is called the tax digest. County commissioners use the tax digest to determine the tax rate or millage rate for that year. A mill is 1/10 of a cent, or $1 for every $1,000 of assessed value. Let's say your county decided on a millage rate of 29. This is the rate needed to pay for operating expenses, 10 mills, the school system, 17 mills, and other obligations, 2 mills. Georgia has a provision that lowers the assessed value for tax purposes for those who live in and therefore maintain the property they own. This homestead exemption is $2,000. To calculate the annual property tax on your family's home, you first subtract the homestead exemption, $80,000 minus $2,000 equals $78,000, and then multiply the result by the millage rate, $78,000 times 0.029 equals $2,262. The sales tax is another source of funds for local government. The state of Georgia collects a 4% sales tax on retail sales. That sales tax amount is added to the cost of the item bought. Local governments can collect an additional 1% general purpose local option sales tax, LOST. Local option means that voters in the county or city may decide upon that additional sales tax amount through a referendum. LOST funds are used for improvements in infrastructure, basic facilities such as roads and bridges, and projects that serve the entire county. In addition, counties may ask the voters for permission to impose an additional 1% special purpose local option sales tax, SPLOST. The specific projects to be paid for by this tax must be presented for public discussion before the referendum. Examples of SPLOST projects include a new county courthouse or jail, water system improvements, new fire stations, civic centers, libraries, parks, and recreation facilities. Local governments collect a number of other taxes: special use, franchise, insurance, hospitality, occupational. Counties and cities may decide to charge the cost of delivering specific services not to the public at large, but to those people who actually use the services. This form of pay-per-use is called a user fee. An example is the water and sewerage system maintained by a city. Many rural homes use water drawn from wells drilled in their backyard, and their household water waste goes into a septic tank, also located in the homeowner's yard. In contrast, urban neighborhoods rely on the city's water system with its underground pipes and wastewater treatment plants, which are costly to maintain. They are the ones who pay utility fees, which is a major revenue source for most city governments. Other examples of user fees are those for garbage collection, parking, and the use of recreational facilities. Cities and counties are partners with state government in providing many services, so they rely upon intergovernmental revenues, financial aid from state and federal agencies. These intergovernmental revenues include funds to pay for the operating cost for health clinics and hospitals, road and bridge construction, regional landfill operations, crime prevention, and public housing. As Georgia tries to balance its budget by slashing services, its cities are being forced to pick up the slack. City leaders find that the state can no longer provide the same level of funding the municipalities used to count on, which results in reduced services and delays in projects. Georgia cities receive less than 7% of their operating funds from the state, compared with the nationwide average of 19%. As a result, they feel the pain in areas such as transportation. The state has eliminated its matching funds for transportation grants. Many cities had come to rely on Local Assistance Road Program, LARP, money to help cover road maintenance. Now, cuts to LARP mean long delays in road repaving, and delays often result in road deterioration and expensive repairs later. To cut salary expenses in the early 2000s, the Georgia State Patrol has furloughed, laid off, officers, leaving state roadways with reduced coverage. Cities have to fill the gap with their own officers, which is costly. While reducing their expenditures, cities are looking to new and increased revenue sources, such as increasing user fees and excise taxes. Page 154, Chapter Review. Chapter Summary, Section 1, County Government. In Georgia, counties are subdivisions of the state. The center of government for the county is the county seat. Georgia has 159 counties. Counties carry out certain state services within the boundaries of the county. Counties may provide basic services normally provided by cities, such as police and fire protection. The Georgia Constitution established certain constitutional officers for the counties. These include sheriff, judge of the probate court, clerk of the superior court, and tax commissioner. Most county governments are led by an elected board of commissioners. Regional commissions, districts of 10 to 18 counties, help local governments with services they might not otherwise be able to carry out themselves. Section 2, City Government and Special Purpose Districts. A city with its own government is called a municipal corporation or a municipality. Residents of a proposed city petition the legislature for a charter to become incorporated. Municipal corporations provide a variety of services for their residents, such as water, sewage, sanitation, and fire protection. The three forms of municipal government in Georgia are the strong mayor-council form, the weak mayor-council form, and the council-manager form. Some cities and counties work together in consolidated governments to reduce cost by eliminating duplicated services. A special purpose district is created for a single job, a single group of tasks, or a single service area. There are many types of special purpose districts in Georgia. The most familiar is the school district. Funding for this special purpose district comes from taxes on property in the district. Local independent authorities generate funding through revenue bonds. Pages 154 and 155 contain a chapter review of Chapter 7.